local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, a few of those light showers already hitting this morning. 59 at our studios. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, the delays continue at Government, Airport, and Dolphin and 65, and also westbound lanes along I-10 between 90 and...
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-666. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, have got an accident at Congress and St. Joseph Street without injuries. Also, construction begins today eastbound at Cottage Hill past Azalea and the outside northbound lane of Azalea near Cottage Hill from 9 to 2 through Friday for underground gas line repair. Keep that in mind. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. For tickets, call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
608 FM Talk 106.5, new week to work with, and Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Glad you're here. It's time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An armed and dangerous man is now off the street. This is a story that we're updating that we first told you about last week. The man seen in surveillance video at the Highway 43 package store has been identified as Ned Woodard Jr. Criolla police confirmed that he was armed with a large kitchen knife when he held up the store back on Saturday, February the 2nd. According to the Criolla police chief, Woodard was located and arrested Sunday, February the 10th. The Department of Justice is now reviewing and continuing to investigate the death of a man killed by a police officer when he was mistaken for a gunman at a Hoover Mall back on Thanksgiving of 2018. U.S. Attorney Jay Towne issued a statement to the media last Friday saying that the DOJ is investigating the shooting death of 21-year-old E.J. Bradford Jr. This on the heels of Attorney General Steve Marshall announcing last week that the officer involved would not face charges. Marshall says the police officer was justified in shooting Bradford Jr. because Bradford Jr. carried a weapon and appeared to pose a threat. That officer mistook Bradford for a different person who fired shots earlier inside that mall. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
We want to send a loud, resounding message to this community.
A mother will face a judge this morning. She is charged in a shooting involving her 15-year-old son at a Davidson High School basketball game. 46-year-old Lysandra Dorch is charged with assault, hindering prosecution, and providing a false address.
When parents do not honor their responsibility given to them by God, that we will do our job and we will arrest them. And
police say her teenage son shot two people January 25th. He also was arrested. Fairhope's former police chief was honored Sunday at a church in Mobile. The Black History Sunday service highlighted Chief Joseph Petty's service in the community and in the church. And a new report says just under half of Florida households cannot afford basic needs. The report by United Ways of Florida says the cost of living has grown in Florida while the state's workforce is dominated by low-wage jobs. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party. Parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by Toomey's, the largest selection of Mardi Gras supplies in Mobile and Daphne, and D&K Suit Discounters, your Mardi Gras formal wear headquarters. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
Phil Mickelson with a chance to win today at Pebble Beach. A new football league began over the weekend, and a recap of SEC basketball on Saturday is coming up. It's 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball over the weekend, Auburn lost on the road at number 21 LSU 83-78. LSU rallied from a 16-point deficit to win for the 12th time in their last 13 games. Tremont Waters had 19 points and 10 assists to lead LSU, while Jared Harper scored 25 for Auburn. Alabama beat Vanderbilt 77-67 in Nashville. The Tide had lost 14 of their last 15 games in the series at Memorial Gym. Kyra Lewis Jr. led Alabama with 18 points, and Vanderbilt remains winless in conference play. Around the rest of the league, number 1 Tennessee beat Florida 73-61. Balls are now 22-1 and undefeated in the SEC. They've won 18 games in a row. Number 5, Kentucky held on to beat Mississippi State 71-67. Ole Miss crushed Georgia 80-64. South Carolina had a big second half to defeat Arkansas 77-65. And Texas A&M rallied to beat Missouri 68-59. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost a 9-point halftime lead over Little Rock and fell 73-68 to the Trojans. Roderick Sykes came off the bench to lead the Jags in points with 19. The women's team didn't fare any better against Little Rock. They were playing in Arkansas. The Jags lost 47-44, their second loss in a row. Both Jags teams will try to get back in the win column on Thursday when they face Georgia Southern. South Alabama baseball gets started this Friday when the Jags head to Clemson for a 3-game road series against the number 24 ranked team in the country. But softball began this weekend in the Sand Dollar Classic in Gulf Shores. South had a tough weekend, losing their first game on Friday against Missouri State 4-0. The Jags beat Tennessee State 9-1 on Saturday, but then dropped their last two games of the weekend, 2-0 to Louisiana Tech and 7-3 to Western Kentucky. Next up, the Jaguar Challenge here in Mobile. It begins on Friday. You know, we talked with Phil Savage often this football season about the inaugural season of the Alliance of American Football, and it all began this weekend with all 8 teams taking the field. On Saturday, the San Antonio Commanders won it at home against the San Diego Fleet 15-6. Later that night, Steve Spurrier's Orlando Apollos crushed the Atlanta Legends, most points ever scored in the Alliance of American Football. 40-6, they won.
Wait, but sure. Let's put that in perspective. I mean, yes. You have to set records, but the previous record was zero.
Zero, right. Okay. But there were a lot of records set this weekend. Okay. Former Carolina Panthers quarterback Garrett Gilbert completed 15 of his 25 passes for the Apollos for 227 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. Yesterday, the Birmingham Iron got their season started in Birmingham with the first ever shutout in the Alliance of American Football. They won 26-0 over the Memphis Express, and Trent Richardson was the star of the day for the Iron. He scored the first touchdown in franchise history.
Touchdown! The first in franchise history for the Birmingham Iron, and it's Richardson, the former Alabama great.
Richardson finished with 58 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion. Actually, my friend from Birmingham, he's trying to get something started up there, so he and all his buddies were at the game. He said, we're the ones starting the Iron Up chant and Forge On when they get first
forge
downs.
Forge On, I got you.
But a big day for Trent Richardson. And then last night, Phil Savage's Arizona Hotshots started the season with a 38-22 win over the Salt Lake Stallions. Now, whether the league will be a long-term success remains to be seen, but the AAF did post better TV ratings in its Saturday debut on CBS than the Houston Rockets-Oklahoma City Thunder game that aired the same time on ABC.
Okay.
Darren Ravel of the Action Network reported that the AAF did a 2.1 overnight rating, while the NBA game did a 2.0. So, good start for them. We'll see how it works out the rest of the year.
Did y'all know? I mean, we've talked about it quite a bit, but there's still football on. I mean, I think there's going to be a while. It's going to be weeks before the general TV audience realizes there's still.
Lots of jokes on Twitter, though, yesterday. They were like, it's been so long since I've seen football. This is a relief that we have games following the Super Bowl. In golf, play was suspended due to darkness in the final round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am on Sunday. Phil Mickelson leads the tournament at 18-under, while Paul Casey and Scott Stallings are tied for second at 15-under. Mickelson and Casey each have two more holes to play. Casey still has a par putt on the 16th green to make before he heads to the 17th. The PGA Tour announced that play will resume at 10 a.m. this morning. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncap.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still working an accident at Congress and St. Joseph Street. Keep in mind this morning from 9 to 2 and all the way through the end of the week, construction begins eastbound Cottage Hill past Azalea and outside northbound lane of Azalea near Cottage Hill. It's going to be because of an underground gas line repair. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture package. You see them at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. A little rain in the mix already this morning. Cloudy and 59. More information, some more rain. What does a work week look like? Dr. Bill will lay that out for us about 12 minutes from right now. Got to say a big thank you to so many that came out to the Mobile Boat Show over the weekend and our Guides Corner. We're there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and just got to visit with so many folks and talk so much about not just the outdoors program programming we do with the station, but the station overall. So thank you. Means a lot. And it's great to get to visit with you all, so I appreciate it, and looking forward to it next year.
Hey, how many boats did you end up with? Four? Five, six.
Be cool. She may be listening.
Okay.
Be cool. 6:21, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An investigation continues at this hour into the death of a worker at the EMR Southern Recycling here in Mobile. The victim has not yet been identified, but what we do know is that he was killed in an accident at the company last Friday afternoon. That's when Mobile police responded to a loud boom at the recycling center at 114 Industrial Canal Road. Mobile police confirmed, quote, the incident is under investigation and there are no signs of foul play at this time. Mobile Fire Rescue Department battled a house fire Saturday afternoon, which according to their official Twitter feed was described as, quote, heavy flames and smoke visible in the 2900 block of Frederick Street, units on scene attacking. That fire blazing around 2:30 in the afternoon. Firefighters were successfully able to put out that fire at the single-story home. Here's what we know at this hour. Fire investigators, they continue to investigate the origin of that fire, but good news, no injuries were reported. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by The Carrot Patch. When you find your perfect match, come see us at The Carrot Patch, exceeding customer expectations since 1982. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and also check us out, Moon Pie Minute, throughout the day and also online this year, brand new podcasted Moon Pie Minute. So if you need to go binge listen, catch up to where we are in the schedule with the Moon Pie Minute, you can do that.
Yeah. And you could also, like, it's like a repository of all things Mardi Gras on our website.
Yeah, we've got all the Moon Pie Minutes up through or till today, and then the entire schedule for both Mobile and Baldwin County parades that we have coming up, and a whole lot more. Just click on Moon Pie Minute there at the top of the page once you get to fmtalk1065.com.
All right. Reminder here, Ceasefire Tech Movement's taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So Ceasefire's investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP Computer Science, so Ceasefire's teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, Ceasefire's on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future is out there, and the Ceasefire Tech Movement is leading the way. Join that movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. All right, so Grammys last night.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Okay, so this is one of these moments. There are moments when you realize you're getting older. There's moments when you realize you're not as young as you used to be, and this may be one of them because I come from the world of music radio. Decades in the world of music radio. Then I looked at the awards for last night, and there's a few people I have some idea about, but okay. Album of the Year, Golden Hour from Casey Musgraves.
Mm-hmm. The newest, hottest thing in country.
Casey Musgraves. So that's new country kind of stuff?
No, actually, it is new country, and she is the biggest thing in country now, but I wouldn't classify her with that new country sound.
Okay.
I think she's kind of taken it old school, which is what so many people
like
about
it. Okay, good. So it's not the pop country that seems to be so popular.
You got steel guitar. She croons in it, even though she's got a great voice. So I think country fans would probably be happy with how she sings.
Okay, so here's one Record of the Year and Song of the Year from the same artist, Childish Gambino, and mm-hmm. This Is America.
Yep, I'm a big...
Got no idea who that is.
It's Danny Glover. Not Danny Glover. Donald Glover.
Donald Glover?
See, I always get confused with Danny Glover. But Donald Glover, and he's an actor. He actually is a comedian, too. He has some stand-up specials, and he wrote for that show 30 Rock before starring on Community. And he's even in the new Han Solo movie. Plays Lando Calrissian.
So he's like does all that, but he's also obviously...
Yeah, singing. He's also a rapper, and his rap name is Childish Gambino. And he can actually rap, unlike so many of the new rappers out there.
Right.
And I like some of his songs, even though they might not all be my kind of jams that he's got going on there. But he's a super talented dude.
Okay, well, obviously the people at the Academy think so, or because he wins Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Best New Artist, Dua Lipa?
I have no idea on that one.
Okay, so welcome to my world. I have no idea either.
There.
The Best Pop Vocal Album, Ariana Grande and Sweetener. I know Ariana Grande mm-hmm. because I have a teenage girl living in my house who happens to be my daughter, so I
can't escape her, can you?
Familiar with the name, don't know the songs. Lady Gaga, I have heard of some Lady Gaga before. Best Pop Solo Performance for Joanne.
Mm-hmm. I guess is that from A Star Is Born?
I guess it must be, because it says Best Pop Performance or by Duo or Group, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Shallow, that must be from The Star Is Born. Here's one that I know. Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, Willie Nelson, My Way. Go through a few of these. Beck shows up and Chris Cornell, so I do feel like I'm not as old when I saw those. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Bay Minette native Kirk J has no shortage of opportunities after competing in the finale of The Voice.
I'm super, super busy now. I mean, thank God for that.
J tells News 5 he's looking forward to upcoming concerts in Baldwin County. He'll perform in Loxley later this month and in Bay Minette March 23rd. A man is in custody after a dramatic manhunt that ended outside a church Sunday morning. Officers were seen running from street to street in a neighborhood off Dauphin Island Parkway. Police were looking for a man who broke into sheds and fired a gun in the neighborhood between Brookley Field and BC Rain High School. We expect to learn more information today about a body found over the weekend in Santa Rosa County. The body was discovered Saturday at a rest stop at mile marker 30. State troopers have not released the name or age of the victim. And a traffic alert this morning on Cottage Hill Road at Azalea Road in Mobile. Crews will close one eastbound lane from 9 until 2. Road work is expected to continue until Friday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
General Joseph Otell, the top U.S. commander in the war against ISIS, is touring the Middle East and saying he agrees with U.S. intelligence agencies that tens of thousands of ISIS fighters remain in Iraq and Syria.
They, you know, still have some access to resources, and of course they still maintain this kind of perverse ideology.
General Votel, who is about to retire, says ISIS may be dispersed, but there's still a force to be dealt with. Talks in a budget deal over border security ground to a halt over the weekend in a dispute over limits demanded by Democrats on the number of migrants who can be held in detention centers used by ICE agents. That seems to make it much less likely a deal could be announced today in time for each chamber of commerce, Congress, to pass anything before parts of the government run out of funding again on Friday. This has already been the snowiest February in Seattle in 70 years, and there's more on the way. The Seattle area got 10 inches of snow over the weekend, with the winter storm watch in effect now through tomorrow for more of it. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Buying household staples such as diapers and toilet paper is going to cost you more as makers are set to raise prices again this year after already hiking prices in 2018, hoping to offset higher commodity costs and boost profits. Church & Dwight recently increased prices for about one-third of its products, including Arm & Hammer cat litter and baking soda and some OxiClean cleaning products. Procter & Gamble, Colgate, and Clorox have also raised prices or pledged to do so in response to higher costs of raw materials and transportation. Nine West Holdings has reached a deal that clears a path out of bankruptcy. The settlement clears the way for the apparel maker to be taken over by creditors under a Chapter 11 plan. The end of courtroom hostilities translates into more cash for creditors than originally proposed because of money Nine West won't have to spend on the court fight. Crude oil down 45 cents at $52.27 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
I get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 8th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or go to pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings. Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill will check in with us soon. I don't know. We have maybe breaking forecast news or something like that he's working on, but we'll get to that in just a second. Coming right back.
Maybe you won a Grammy last night. It
could be. Could be.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out, only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal, loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Let's pull the curtain back one more time and say, good morning, Dr. Bill. There he is. Dr. Bill, you there?
I'm here.
All right, there. Hello. Very good. Very good. We're getting started here on a Monday, and rain in the mix. I'm actually getting the raindrops on the windshield on the way into work this morning.
Yeah, we've got just some light rain around, and the greatest area of it right now is off the Mississippi coast, and it is drifting onshore. We've got for today and tonight basically just moist flow of air coming in from the Gulf and an upper air disturbance that'll produce some shower activity. We get some mild temperatures. I mean, over the weekend we were in the 60s, but we're going to be up to 70 today. And again, with those scattered showers tonight, could see some fog, particularly after midnight. And again, scattered showers tonight. Not much of a change in temperature, about 62 for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, it's a different story. We've got a cold front that'll be sweeping across our area. Most likely, it'll come in late in the day. And so we've got a good chance for showers, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow will be at least into the mid, possibly upper 60s. After that, we get some dry air comes in and looks good for Wednesday with sunny skies, about 65 degrees. So it'll be very pleasant, but it'll cool down into about 40 degrees at night. The rest of the week for Thursday, back come the clouds again, with a chance of a shower in the afternoon, high in the upper 60s. Another front comes through on Friday, and it will be up around 72 degrees. But then over the weekend, sunny skies and cooler temperatures, and we could get a nice weekend out of this, with low 60s during the day and in the 40s at night. And thanks to a front that will be coming through on Friday.
Okay, here come the fronts that you have lined up for us, but on the backside of these, cooler but not cold air. So I'll go back to a question from last week we talked about a little bit. I know, listen, there's always anomalies out there, but does it seem to have turned a corner here where we're not going to get an Arctic outbreak?
We don't see anything now in the way of any bitter cold weather. This big air mass coming down, that's going to give us nice weather on Wednesday. Most of the cold air is going to stay well to the north. And then the same thing over the weekend. The major air mass will go through the Great Lakes and onto the East Coast, and we're sort of on the fringe of it. And so the more this happens, you know, general rule, we get to the 15th of the month, and climatologically we sort of turn the corner.
All right, because number one, Bill Finch's show in here yesterday talking a bunch about tomatoes. I know he's written for this weekend in the Press Register about a lot of tomato talk. People are worried about getting their tomatoes out, Dr. Bill. So,
yeah, I know, and we always worry about that last cold spell.
Mm-hmm.
It often comes in early March and get a good cold spell, and we don't see that right now, but still that's a few weeks off. So.
Okay. Well, we'll keep your forecast up and keep our eyes on it and check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, even if he had to get on the walkie-talkie from the command central there, he's going to get on the air with us. All right. At 6:40, a couple of things I just want to run through from last night's Grammys, because you're probably like myself, did not watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Although somebody was talking about that the Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis and company, performed last night.
Yeah.
I do like some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I guess that was a duo, well, their band, but they played alongside Post Malone, so
okay.
a mix of the new and the old, I guess, there with the Chili Peppers.
Yes. You're making me feel old when you say Chili Peppers are old. St. Vincent for Best Rock Song with Massoduction.
Okay.
Don't know if I've heard that. Greta Van Fleet, Best Rock Album. I've heard Greta Van Fleet. I like them.
Yeah, they've kind of got that Zeppelin
sound. Like Zeppelin.
Sound, right?
You introduced me to them a couple years ago. You said, Sean, you'll like them. They sound like Zeppelin. I said,
and
they kind of do.
Yeah, the lead singer, I think he's about as naked as Zeppelin was when they performed on stage also.
Nice. From the Fire is the name of that album. Chris Cornell, of course. You're talking about old folks like me. Like a rock and roll.
Hey,
Chris
I love
Cornell.
Chris Cornell.
When Bad Does Good for Best Rock Performance. High on Fire, Electric Messiah, Best Metal Performance. Beck. I do love some Beck. There's some Beck stuff I don't understand, but some things I really do like.
You're not alone. I think he's still producing a lot of music, too.
He's an eccentric guy. But occasionally he has something like, man, that's really awesome. Colors, Best Alternative Music Album. LMI for Boot Up for Best R&B Song. Her, H-E-R. For best, yeah, don't know.
I'm drawing blanks on that one.
Let's see. Best rap song, Drake's God's Plan.
Yeah, and I guess there's some controversy about that because he hasn't attended the Grammys in years. I guess he was upset that they weren't putting any of the rap categories on the TV broadcast, and he opened his remarks by telling people in the stands that they don't need a Grammy to be successful, and then all of a sudden his microphone was shut off after he said that.
Don't mess with the Grammys. Cardi B, I've heard her name a whole bunch. Best rap album, Invasion of Privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. On the country side, we mentioned Casey Musgraves for country song Space Cowboy, which is also a great Widespread Panic song. Casey Musgraves for Golden Hour. Casey Musgraves for Best Country Solo Performance, Butterflies. Casey Musgraves, did she just rule the whole night?
I guess so. She's kind of taken Taylor Swift's role from the early 2000s when she was winning all the country categories before she moved to pop.
Look at there, Best Americana Album. Brandi Carlile, somebody in a past life that I interviewed on my show, By the Way, I Forgive You, the name of that album. So there are a couple of them that are that I've heard of before, some that I haven't, and kind of a mix in between of some people. Maybe I've heard of the artist but don't know the album or the song. I guess that just means I'm getting long in the tooth.
Well, one of them you might remember. So they were saying Childish Gambino, who won several categories last night, including Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
The last rap group, and he's a solo artist, but the last rapper to win Album of the Year was Outkast back in 2004 for Speaker Box.
Now, I love some Outkast, so
yeah.
There you go. So that's there's my age group, and we'll move. And then by next year, I'll know not a name in the Grammys. All right, 6:43, FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Congress and St. Joseph, still at that accident. Also, remember the construction beginning today. They'll close eastbound Cottage Hill past Azalea and outside northbound lane of Azalea near Cottage Hill from 9 to 2. They're going to do it all the way through Friday. This is due to some some underground gas line repairs. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival view two-night stay at the historical Four Diamond Hotel. Call their Cupid hotline at 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
To celebrate the Jeep President's Day event, we're creating our own motorcade featuring the 2019 Jeep brand lineup. Leading today's procession is the rugged and stylish Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. And now current competitive vehicle lessees financing at $4,250 total cash allowance or 0% financing on the purchase of a 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. Go to Jeep.com to find your local Jeep brand dealer and discover more great deals on the entire Jeep brand lineup, including the versatile Jeep Compass, the highly capable Grand Cherokee, and iconic Jeep Wrangler. See your local Jeep brand dealer today. And now current competitive vehicle lessees financing at $4,250 total cash allowance or 0% APR financing on the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. So hurry in to the Jeep President's Day event. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. No turn-in required. Competitive vehicles exclude all other FCA US LLC vehicles. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 2/28/19. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
645 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Monday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Yeah, and it's Mardi Gras time. Now, I've realized we've had two parades now on Dolphin Island. We had one Saturday, one a week before the People's Parade this last weekend. But now we're getting ready for some downtown Mobile Mardi Gras as we get into this next weekend. The downtown parades will be, that will be Friday night? Friday night, yeah. Friday night, Condi Cavaliers. So that's 6:30, Parade Route A for downtown. And at that point, the downtown season gets kicked off.
Yeah.
And we are there Friday night. And then Saturday night, you got the Bayport Parading Society. Then the Pharaohs. Don't make bad choices, Pharaohs. I've seen you before. Don't. Y'all are rolling Saturday night the 16th. I know some, you beat, behave yourselves. Condi Explorers follow them on Saturday evening, then on through the next week and on into the weeks leading into Fat Tuesday.
We made it. It's here.
It is here. Got you covered right here at FM Talk 106.5. You can go to our website and click the link for the Moonpie Minute or Mardi Gras, and we have all the info, parade and schedules, the story of Mardi Gras. I keep getting corrected because people tell me, you know, because we can't, some of the details are a little foggy. We can't truly call it history, but the history story of Mardi Gras is told by Rennie Bradner with the Moon Pie Minute. More of those coming up, by the way, right here on Mobile Mornings. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Business is booming, and that means more jobs are coming this way now that chemical company Chemira has announced a $71 million investment into its Mobile plant. And as if that weren't great news enough, it gets even better, as that investment will be supported by an incentive package estimated to be worth $5.6 million over 10 years with an expected gain of 20 jobs. David Rogers, the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce Vice President for Economic Development, says the incentives were an important factor in negotiations because, quote, they've been looking at all their sites in the U.S. The company's parent company is based overseas in Helsinki. Construction will begin this year, with the expansion becoming operational in 2021. There are some concerned residents, though, in Africatown who are concerned that the expansion will increase pollution into the city, even though the company says that that expansion would not bring an increase in emissions levels. The company is described as, quote, using chemistry to add optimal quality, functionality, and strength to paper and board products, ensure the safety and hygiene of water and food packaging, and maximize yield from energy resources. According to the chamber, salaries for the new jobs will average about $80,000. This weekend, Mobile police responded to multiple shootings in the Port City, the latest happening at the Cash America store on Spring Hill. Two men were shot. According to the public information officer, multiple suspects involved in that incident then took off in a vehicle, which prompted a police chase. Four male suspects were eventually taken into custody near Perimeter Road and Avenue O near Brookley Field. According to the Mobile Fire Rescue Department, one of the two people taken to the local hospital for treatment of their injuries has been identified as a 23-year-old man. Mobile police say this investigation continues at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM.
Turn up your voice
us online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
We want to send a loud, resounding message to this community.
A mother will face a judge this morning. She is charged in a shooting involving her 15-year-old son at a Davidson High School basketball game. 46-year-old Lysandra Dorch is charged with assault, hindering prosecution, and providing a false address.
When parents do not honor their responsibility, given to them by God, that we will do our job and we will arrest them. And
police say her teenage son shot two people January 25th. He also was arrested. Fairhope's former police chief was honored Sunday at a church in Mobile. The Black History Sunday service highlighted Chief Joseph Petty's service in the community and in the church. And a new report says just under half of Florida households cannot afford basic needs. The report by United Ways of Florida says the cost of living has grown in Florida while the state's workforce is dominated by low-wage jobs. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And that's true in our lawns.
It's so true with our lawns and our trees and shrubs, woody ornamentals, all of them. It really is right now the best time to kind of get out ahead of weeds or insects or fungus. Please let us get started now and get ahead of these things. It's so much easier.
And you have programs specifically developed for us right here in our area.
We do. You know, we don't live in Boston. We don't live in Nashville even, or even Birmingham. You know, the environment's a little different. So we've got a program for your woody ornamentals, trees, shrubs. We've got a separate program for your lawn, whether it's centipede, St. Augustine, zoysia, or Bermuda. We've got a program for that, and we think we can help you really well with it if we could get started early.
All right, so let's get started early. Get in contact. How do we do it?
Give us a call, 251-626-3309, or online at sextonlandscapes.com, or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
Good morning, 651 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball over the weekend, Auburn lost on the road at number 21 LSU, 83-78. LSU rallied from a 16-point deficit to win for the 12th time in their last 13 games. Tremont Waters had 19 points and 10 assists to lead LSU. Jared Harper scored 25 for Auburn. Alabama beat Vanderbilt 77-67 in Nashville. The Tide had lost 14 of their last 15 games in the series at Memorial Gym. Well, not on Saturday. They won by 10 points. Kyra Lewis Jr. led Alabama with 18. Vanderbilt remains winless in conference play. Here at home, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team lost a 9-point halftime lead over Little Rock and fell 73-68 to the Trojans. Roderick Sykes came off the bench to lead the Jags in points with 19. The women's team didn't fare any better against Little Rock in Arkansas. The Jags lost 47-44, their second loss in a row, and both Jags teams will try to get back into the win column on Thursday when they face Georgia Southern. South Alabama baseball gets started again this Friday when the Jags head to Clemson for a three-game road series against the number 24-ranked team in the country. But softball began this weekend in the Sand Dollar Classic in Gulf Shores. South had a tough weekend, losing their first game on Friday to Missouri State 4-0. The Jags beat Tennessee State 9-1 on Saturday, but then dropped their last two games of the weekend 2-0 to Louisiana Tech and 7-3 to Western Kentucky. Talked with Phil Savage often this football season about the inaugural season of the Alliance of American Football, and it all began this weekend with all eight teams taking the field. On Saturday, the San Antonio Commanders won at home against the San Diego Fleet 15-6, and Steve Spurrier's Orlando Apollos crushed the Atlanta Legends 40-6. Yesterday, the Birmingham Iron got their season started in Birmingham with a 26-0 shutout of the Memphis Express. Trent Richardson was the star of the day for the Iron. He scored the first touchdown in franchise history.
Touchdown! The first in franchise history for the Birmingham Iron, and it's Richardson, the former Alabama great.
Richardson finished with 58 yards, two touchdowns, and a two-point conversion. And last night, to wrap up the weekend, Phil Savage's Arizona Hotshots started the season with a 38-22 win over the Salt Lake Stallions. In golf, play was suspended due to darkness in the final round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am on Sunday. Phil Mickelson leads the tournament at 18-under, while Paul Casey and Scott Stallings are tied for second at 15-under. Mickelson and Casey each have two more holes to play. PGA Tour announced that play will resume at 10 a.m. this morning. 6:54, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. Dr. Bill calling for rain today and more during the week. Get more details coming up.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic center, a couple accidents we've had to be moved out of the roadways. Big thing today, construction begins eastbound Cottage Hill, just past Azalea and outside northbound lane of Azalea near Cottage Hill from 9 to 2 and all the way through Friday due to underground gas line repair. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2018 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months or $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 or Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog with a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6:57, FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news if you're looking for a job. Just dust off that resume and head over to Baldwin County as the Brett Robinson Vacation Rentals and The Wharf are holding seasonal job fairs this week, and you have multiple venues and opportunities to attend. According to Brett Robinson, their openings include almost every department, including housekeeping, security, facilities, maintenance, reservations, and more. Call 251-948-1939 if you have questions. And as for the job fair times and locations, well, Tuesday, February 12th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the One Stop Career Center in Foley. And then on Wednesday, February 13th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Brett Robinson Laundry facility on Canal Road in Orange Beach. And then Saturday, February 16th, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Brett Robinson Laundry facility as well. And The Wharf and The Wharf Management Group, their job fair is from noon to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 13th at the Spring Hill Suites Hotel at The Wharf. The Wharf says they're looking for a variety of positions, including full-time and part-time positions available when it comes to retail, food service, management, security, wait staff, and receptionists. Now, if you're looking for this job, you're encouraged to not only dress professionally, but also bring your up-to-date copy of your resume. Good luck to you. Also happening this week, you are invited, quote, because everyone deserves good legal representation regardless of their income status. That is the theme of the conversation hosted by Faith in Action Alabama. It's a community action for creating a Mobile County Public Defender's Office. You're invited February the 11th from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. That is tonight at the Revelation Missionary Baptist Church, 1711 Taylor Lane here in Mobile. If you have questions, you are encouraged to contact 786-375-1011. All are welcome to attend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. 658 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on this Monday.